four different ways, can't it, that gospel reading? So we can take it from the part of the sower, we can take it from the part of the seed, we can take it from the part of the ground, and we can take it as part of the harvest. Which one do you want to work with? Well, first of all, I want to point out that many scripture scholars say that that explanation of the parable was actually added by either Matthew or some monk who was copying one of the original copies and it got into the Word. That when Jesus told a parable, he wouldn't explain it because that was the concept. You throw out a very intuitive story and let you and I wrestle with it, because therein lies what we need. And each of us is very different, aren't we? We see and hear things so differently. And so this is probably one of the most wonderful parables in the entire scripture because we can have fun with it. We're not confused by it, or are we? I worked these last few days, really this past week, trying to figure out what the seed is. Now, I know when Jesus explains it according to Matthew, it's the Word. But is it? What is the seed? Is the seed the Bible? Is the seed doctrine? Is the seed an intuition of the mystery of unity? What is it? What is it that's sown? Because it's sown by the sower over everything. Over everything. And that's important. So in other words, it's not just those of us who are Catholic or Christian who get that word. It's sown over everybody. And so everybody in the world has to in some way work with whatever the seed is to figure out what to do with their lives. And if it's going to be important. And so the idea then is, where is this seed coming from? And we use here, the Lord's, the word kingdom. This idea that the emergence of God's reality in our midst. Huh? That's what Jesus said too. Jesus said he came to awaken us up to that. We had to see the kingdom is breaking forth right now in his time, and it's breaking forth in our time. This real experience of the fullness of human pleasure, life, happiness, is that's what's contained in the kingdom. So to me, that's what it is. Whatever is in us, in our hearts, that actually calls us to connect, to include, to heal, to forgive. To me, that's what the seed is. And then it makes sense. Like here we're going to baptize Kenan. His parents are saying, we want him to be in a community where that seed is accessible. That they are not going to take all the responsibility, but that the body politic is going to take it on. That we together provide a garden where that seed is ever replenished. And so that's a very interesting thing then. And then we take a look at it, that Kenan is going to go through the various phases that you and I went through, in which every one of the types of soil we've experienced, haven't we? Haven't there been times when we don't give a blast about anything religious or faithful or meaningful? I just want to take care of me. I don't want to worry about you. Hey, haven't we had those times? And then haven't we had times when we had real enthusiasm, let's really get involved with one another, and then after a while it peters out. It's like a diet, huh? So basically, the idea then is, yeah, Kenan's going to go through that, and we've gone through it. And then there will be times when we're working, and then other values. I think the present approach to politics today, partisan politics, are the thorns growing in our midst, constantly destroying our ability to appreciate that. But we have to name them. But he's going to go through that too. And then, of course, it is the rich soil, eh? The rich soil. And that's what we're supposed to be as communities. We're supposed to support each other to become that rich soil where that seed is going to be reinforced And so I think we're challenged. And I would challenge you right now. Where is the seed right now? What kind of soil are you? What kind of soil am I right now? And what's so great is because we're in this together, it doesn't matter, because there's enough rich soil for us all if we open ourselves to one another. They'll carry us through. They'll give us the water we need. They will get the weeds out at times for us. In other words, that's the beauty. So I hope you're playing with this parable for the coming week, okay?